Exploring the Efficacy of Vowel Intonations, Melanie Braun, SRC.
An important Rosicrucian teaching advocates working with vowel intonations to aid the student in meditation and to create physical and spiritual harmony. Modern science, especially in the realm of quantum physics, has begun to confirm some of the ancient mystery school teachings about the power of vibration and sound. This article attempts to connect recent thoughts, demonstrated through experiments with sound, with Rosicrucian teaching in its exploration of how sound affects the cell. Rosicrucian teachings hold that intonations formed from vowels, consonants, and specific musical tones are truly beneficial to the person's intoning and hearing them. In fact, they are even capable of stimulating and affecting cells and centers in the body and in the space in which they are intoned. Ancient Mysteries. Ancient mysteries teach that in the beginning, the creative force spoke, and this sound, this vibration, this word, became the unit of all existence. Quote, "The 6 days were created through the word, being lights emanating from the word and illuminating the world," unquote. As created beings, we embody this primeval sound in our physical, mental, and spiritual selves. Our very bones, blood vessels, and nerves are singing the song of the universe. Quote, "From the deepest interior of the atom, there are shrill tones, dozens of octaves, above the highest tones of a violin. This is the music of the atomic nucleus. This is the symphony of life. This unimaginably complex tapestry of music that is sounding within us every moment of our life." Unquote. In ancient times, when the world was ruled by the wise, the intuitive knowledge of the vibrations of that creative energy was manifested in life and ritual. Traces of vocal expression are first found in our animal forebears. Studies of animal behavior show that vocalizations reflect changes in the signaler's affective state, emotions, and motivation. Based on research with rhesus monkeys and other species, it appears that components of our own musical capacity have been in place for a long time. The natural practice of mothers chanting or singing to their children and the use of other soothing or expressive sounds suggests that ancestral adults could well have followed a similar course in ritualizing natural vocalizations at times of strong emotions and when solidarity was displayed or required. As the use of sound became more sophisticated, human beings realized that its application could raise vibrational levels in the consciousness. In fact, chanting, or another form of music, is in all accounts connected with ritual, primitive religion, and the first stages of religious expression. In ancient Egypt, the laws of music were even engraved on the temple walls. The Egyptians took the 7 vowels from Asian languages and used them as musical characters. Invocations to the 7 planets were composed of vowels and designated musical modes. It was believed that a word or vibration is capable of actually disintegrating matter due to the relationship of the vibrations of that word with the vibratory state of the matter involved. This was central to the soul of Egyptian magic. In the Hermetic writings, we read that Egyptian words contain in themselves the energy of the objects being spoken about. That is, each symbol contained in itself a vibrational complexity. A word was the sound of spirit striking the air and declaring a person's whole wish, a sound full of action. In like manner, the ancient Egyptian ritual for preserving the pharaoh's influence after transition consisted of a musical enchantment. Quote, "The Hierophant made the 7 notes, which corresponded to the astral waves of the 7 planets, resonate magically. Then the atmosphere of the tomb was animated by lines of subtle energies, forming a wondrous fluidic spiral," unquote. At this point, the 7 notes would resonate into the higher octaves of unheard sound, deriving their power from these higher energies. Other uses of the original vowel sounds included healing and creating well-being. In Kabbalistic study, it is taught that Hebrew letters and words are elements of power. In the Kabbalah, sound, when properly manipulated, can bring one to ecstasy. Thought and word were taught as the same essence. Most spiritual systems have chants, sometimes called mantras, to assist with centering and meditation. Some also teach the relationship between these chants and certain energy centers in the body. The Rosicrucian vowel system speaks of the use of combinations of sounds and pitches to stimulate psychic centers in the human being with the purpose of maintaining health and raising the consciousness of the cells as the spiritual self evolves. After study of the esoteric claims of sound and psyche, one could raise the question, is there evidence on the scientific and intellectual levels to support these propositions? Rosicrucian theories and science. To examine this question, we must first refer to a principal Rosicrucian teaching, which holds that everything is vibratory in nature, from the lowest cell to the densest matter to the most transparent space. Indeed, this is a law of physics. Sound is the articulation of a vibration, heard by human beings at certain auditory levels. Each sound also has its counterparts in harmonics or overtones, vibrating sympathetically into the highest octaves. The teaching states that this is how intonations connect us with higher energies and enhance a state of meditation. It goes on to say that the vowel intonations, when intoned on a given pitch, actually cause centers in the body to resonate in harmony, enabling energy to flow freely, meditation to be enhanced, and health to be maintained. Science has, for some time, been examining many aspects of esoteric principles which were kept hidden in ages past. With the advent of modern particle physics and quantum mechanics, many principles of vibration, which were once the realm of mystery schools, have become scientific theory. In quantum physics, the fundamental forces of nature are vibratory. The music created by the combination of waves is matter. The principle of modern physics that is most relevant to our study is that of resonance. Of course, the word means resounding and refers to the sympathetic response of one vibrating object to another vibrating object. In their brilliant study, The Living Energy Universe, authors Gary Schwartz and Linda Rusek constantly go one step beyond the status quo. When discussing the principle of resonance with an example of two tuning forks, they posit that resonance is a two-way street. Not only does tuning fork B pick up vibrations from A, which is sounding, it also returns vibrations to A over and over again, resulting in a cumulative state of vibration within the tuning forks. A conclusion could be postulated when this study is related to vowel sounds and their resonance within the body. The centers affected by the intonations gradually build up memory and response so that regular practice, especially when done in a group setting, has a cumulative healing effect. The various combinations of vibratory frequencies in the body respond more immediately with each intonation session, made more powerful when coupled with visualization techniques and directive thoughts. Science has for some time realized the power of sound. Ultrasound is used in various capacities. Plant therapy has demonstrated that sound can affect growth. The work of Alfred Tomatis shows the effect of sound on the nervous system, especially in his focus on overtones and the music of Mozart. Vowel sounds, intonations, and soundings are capturing the attention of mainline scientists and medical professionals as well. One such practitioner, Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, an oncologist in New York City, uses sounds in the forms of intonation and Tibetan bowl resonances with his cancer patients to speed healing. He refers to the work of scientists and psychologists such as David Simon, MD in San Diego, and Mark Ryder, PhD in Dallas, who have conducted studies that determine empirically that music, especially chant, is actually metabolized in the body and acts as a healer and positive influence on the immune system. He goes on to describe the effect of intoning as related to the phenomenon of entrainment, which seems to be a slightly more complex form of resonance involving motion and rhythm as well as sound frequencies. The 17th century Dutch scientist Christian Huygens noticed that the pendulum of two clocks hung side by side would begin of their own accord to swing to the same identical rhythm. The reason that entrainment occurs is that the more powerful rhythmic vibrations of one object, when projected upon a second object with a similar frequency, will cause that object to begin to vibrate in resonance with the first object. The phenomenon has also been described as the synchronization of two or more autonomous rhythmic processes, which have been identified in many natural systems. When one physically oscillating system entrains another, it means that the timing of repetitive motions by one system influence emotions by another oscillator such that they fall into a simple temporal relationship with each other. This dynamic can be observed in the animal kingdom when birds fly together or fish swim in schools. Essentially, they are feeling the motion in unison. Another example is the harmony felt between a mother and her baby, or between two soulmates. The human body in general also exhibits this attraction toward harmony, which is its natural state. It has been observed in the laboratory that two individual living cells from the heart, seen under the microscope, each pulsing separately, suddenly move closer, shift rhythms, and begin to pulse perfectly together. Entrainment applied to Rosicrucian intonations. This phenomenon of entrainment could be said to lie behind the effect of vowel intonations. If a certain sound, intoned at a certain pitch level or wavelength, affects a nerve center in the human being, it is perhaps because that center begins to vibrate sympathetically and synchronously with the intoned vowel, causing motion in the form of cell activation and even repair. According to Rosicrucian teachings about the vowel sounds, the process is described thus. The intonations start certain rates of vibrations in the room, which harmonize with other vibrations of the universe, and affect a certain condition connected with the aura. The rates of vibration are, of course, the sound waves, configurations which enliven the air in a room and cause all bodies which are in harmony with them to resonate. The requirement that the vowel sounds be intoned at the proper pitches presents another question. We could ask, is there any evidence that one pitch is more effective than another? We know that the cell is the basic unit in the body, and that vibration is the simplest unit of music. Each pitch has its own sound wave. The cell vibrates. Therefore, a tone, a sound focused at one pitch level, and vowels, which are compounds of musical tones, have an affinity within the cell. In fact, science has developed a study called cymatics, after the Greek word for wave, which is looking into the theory that each molecule in the body has its own frequency, and that our bodies are therefore harmonies composed of frequencies of component cells. In a paper dated 1986 from the Beckman Research Institute in California, geneticist Susumu Ono reported that, in order to detect the flowing patterns of genetic equations, he decided to convert them into music. He devised a simple rule for the conversion. Each of the four basic nucleic acids in the genes was assigned two consecutive notes from the musical octave. The notes were then strung together in the exact genetic sequence. When living mouse RNA was converted by this process, it was found that a portion of the genetic material when translated into notation and played on the piano, had the same melody as parts of Frédéric Chopin's Nocturne Opus 55, number 1. When the process was reversed and the funeral march of Chopin was converted to chemical equations, entire passages appear to be identical to a human cancer gene. Ono explained this amazing finding as a natural law which both nature and music follow. Since cells are composed of atoms, and each atom projects a tone, when we take into account the phenomenon of overtone partials, cells should respond to sympathetic sounds, because every tone actually includes all the tones in the universe. The MindQuest experiments performed in the laboratory at Rosicrucian Park in the 1970s, scientists reported human reactions using galvanic skin response instruments when certain vowel combinations on particular pitches were intoned. In related MindQuest experiments, a decade later, Fourier transform analysis was used to measure vowel intonation waves. It was found that many factors affect the efficacy of the intoned sound. Harmonics, vocal cord resonance, even throat and sinus cavities affect the sound produced. From these results, it could be surmised that each person has a particular pitch or pitches which resonate more consonantly in the body. The effects of the given pitch of an intonation could be experienced differently by various persons intoning it. However, there are certain traditional pitches which may or may not resonate more strongly. The conclusions of the researchers state, for the record, that, quote, the value of such an analysis comes if we accept the hypothesis that vowel sounds are more effective when properly done, unquote. The effect of pitch on the body. Gaynor also reports on an experiment in which two French scientists, Fabien Maman, a composer and bioenergeticist, and Hélène Grimal, a biologist, using a camera mounted on a microscope, were able to observe the inner structure of human cells. They used both healthy and cancerous cells, observing them while various acoustical instruments were played and vocal pitches were intoned. As an ascending musical scale was sung into the cells, Maman reported, "The structure disorganized extremely quickly. The human voice carries something in its vibration that makes it more powerful than any musical instrument, consciousness." It appeared that the cancer cells were not able to support a progressive accumulation of vibratory frequencies. As soon as I introduced the third frequency in the sequence, the cells began to destabilize. The same scientist reported his discovery that every human molecule has a particular corresponding musical frequency. The masses of particles behave among themselves as if they were musical notes. Of course, this concept was first introduced by Pythagoras, the intellectual and spiritual godfather of sound medicine, who based much of his school of philosophy on ancient Egyptian principles, namely that there is music, unheard by us, existing in each human organism, which causes, depending on circumstance and mathematical proportion, consonance or dissonance between the soul and the body. Again, quantum physics reiterates the ancient teaching that even the smallest particles of matter may now be realistically considered nodes of resonance. In continuing the discussion of how intonation may affect the body, we discover that sound frequencies have been shown to create geometric forms and shapes in matter. The scientists Ernst Chladni and Hans Jenny perform now classic experiments which allow us to see sound waves when matter affected by vibration changes shape. Chladni, 1756 to 1827, in particular, experimented with circular and square plates on which he scattered sand. A violin bow was drawn up and down on the side of the plate, and the sand formed itself into distinct patterns. In other words, he showed that sound frequency can rearrange physical properties. So it can be observed that intonations have the possibility not only of eliciting cell responses through resonance, but also of actually causing structural movement and rearrangement of bodily energies to speed healing through the harmonic principle. Conclusions. The experiments and their effects discussed as part of this exploration indeed seem strongly to suggest a confirmation of the Rosicrucian teaching about vowel intonations. In other words, that their effect is not merely emotional, but arises from powerful energies which can enliven a space and affect the human organism. When vowel intonations are used as part of a disciplined study and meditation regime, with knowledge of the principle of overtones and octaves known as the cosmic keyboard, they can effectively access the physical and psychic bodies as a healing and stimulating force. As we seek to reflect the higher energies, we realize that it is only through harmony and resonance that energy is transmitted from one state to another. So when we resonate in harmony with the cosmic, we become divinely conscious. Focusing the power of sound through vowel intonations is one way to achieve this.